Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Hartley's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, it's a magnificent day. Going to be about 19 or 20 degrees. A good four. There's been no rain up here. Lindsay would have poured plenty of irrigation on. Plenty of runners in the 8th race program. And I think there's a couple of good things there, Sean.
Righto, guys. Well, in the first, number one, Euroglider, 230. Two Direct Division, 950. Three, Wummy at Adelaide War, is 19. Four, Lord Tony, 12. Number five out. Six, Peachy's Dream, 320. Seven, Chastise, 26. Eight, the Serenity, 41. Nine, Bushy's Bell is 126. 10, Trip to London, 71. 11, Win the Flag, 460. And 12, Zaza Zena, 61. Our favourite, number one, Euroglider, $2.30.
I think Win the Flag will run a good race for Andrew Robertson, the Musselbrook trainer. It runs second on the home track just recently, beaten about three quarters of a length. But missed the kick that day. Mapple beat it. And one of Johnny Ramsey's had come out slow, then went to be third to the turn, hit the front of the top of the straight. The winner was just a little bit too good, but it wasn't beaten far. Was placed here at Tamworth back on the 14th of May. Won't be far off the speed. Andrew Gibbons' ride, I think it's got a very good chance. Number one Euroglider with Sterling Oslin, former South Australian, was placed at Morfordsville back in October. It's only run in these parts was at Tamworth when it ran third behind Crowd Surfer. That was on June 18, but it did get beat a fair way. Got beat nearly six lengths that day. It'll want to go a little bit better today, but the market tells you that it will. Got a good Barry and Ben Lookers on. Number six, Peachy's Dreams, had a lot of chances, but there's always around the plating. Glenn Milligan, the son of Bob, who runs the establishment these days, he was telling me that, you know, she's very, very hard to get to win a race. But she did run fourth here the other day. And the winner of Todd Allen's, Too Big Fiery, goes very, very good. This filly wanted to hang a bit of the straight, but she didn't go too bad. She ran fourth that day. And number four, Lord Tony, first up from a spell. Trained by Stephen Jones, Sam Fenton to ride. Last start at run second at Kembla when Jonesy didn't have it. Way back in February, got me seven lengths. But apart from that, it's two runs for only Fairdown South. Hasn't had a trial, but I'd expect it to do something in this field. 11-1, 6-4.
Righto, race two, one Balboa, 101, two Barry's Brothers, $7.50. Number three, Derby Star, 310. Four, five, six out. Seven, Bonvalure, 151. Eight, Coinan, 19. Nine, Floss's Dream, 18. 10, Sweet Love, 290. 11, Taldora Miss, $9. 12, Wee Lassie is 101. 13, Crimson Rose, 16. 14 out. 15, Hotel Charlie, 650. 16, Grand Marengo, 34. 17 out. And 18, Ortez is 151. Favourite here, $2.90, and that's number 10, Sweet Love.
I think she'll be very hard to beat, a beautifully bred filly. Bred and raced by Arrowfield, John Massara, by Dundeal, out of a real good mare, Sharni Rose. Sally had the one run, that was at Tamworth back in September. Got beat just over a length and a half that day, was on the speed. Went to the paddock. Nice trial recently. That was at Musselbrook. Behind Seamus Star, was only beaten a couple of lengths. Went good enough to be very hard to beat in a race like this. Number two, second pick, Barry's brother. Tim McIntosh has got the horse, runs fifth at Tamworth, and that was last start behind Perfect. Perfect it was. It won the race. Got beat about a length and a half. Was running third of the run. And then chased okay. I thought that it'd be hard to beat here. I didn't mind its run at Cessnock before that when it was placed. Number three, Derby Star. First up, comes off a very, very good trial. It's trained by Cody Morgan. And Greg Ryan's on it. Yes, he is. Sat four wide outside the leader in the trial. Hit the the front in the straight, was run down late, but it was under a hole. Brad Evans trialled it, went really good. It'll be strongly fancied today. And number 15, the Emergency Hotel Charlie. It went fair first up. It'll be improved by the run. 10, 2, 3 and 15.
The third, one cause I'm good, 280. Two drop the bullet, 34. Three gone west, 21. Four Lucitor, 280. Five out. Six Saline, so 19. Seven Sir Leo, 15. Eight time for us, 21. 9 Volcanic, 31. 10 Della Rain, 15. 11 Elvada, 550. 12 Hell of a Rock, 26. 13 Serenity Rose, 151. 14 Romany, 41. 15 more to come, 151. Equal favourites, 1 Cosom Good and 4 Lucitor, 280 each of 2.
Yeah, they'll both be hard to beat. I like Lucitor, it's only had the 2 runs. By Lucas Cranick, owned by Australian Bloodstock, and they, of course, race Lucas Cranick, placed in a Melbourne Cup. This fella went good at Port Macquarie, second race start, 16th of June, got beat a better length and a half, got back worse in midfield, ran on strong the last 100 in that race. That was over the 1,500 up there. The mile today, another good ride for Gibbo. I think it'll be hard to beat. Cosom Good's knocking on the door. He's had 3 or 4 placings since come to Sterling Osland. Career is at 8 runs for 5 placings. Ran 4th the other day at Coffs Harbour, got a mile back over the 1,400. Grinded away in the run home. Got beat a fair way. It'll need to go better, but I think it will, because it has raced well here before. Number 11, third pick, Elevada, for Peter Sinclair. It runs second last start. Didn't go too bad. Went well enough to give it a chance here. That run was a coon amble on the big day. And number 9, best of the others, which is Volcanic. It's back. It might want a bit further than a mile. I don't know what happened last start. But 2 runs back, the run was pretty good. 4, 1, 11 and 9.
Race 4, 1 Apache Junction, 440, 2 House Winds, 650, number 3 Sadler's Rest, 6, 4 Sebring Fling, 23, 5 Final Crown, 4 Even, 6 Miss Hanson, 31, 7 Raziel, 4 Even, 8 Del Moore, 19, 9 Spatula, 31, 10 Dogger to Fury, 81, 11 Masiotti, 34, 12 Zambica, 71, and 13 Wawa Kapow, 26. Equal favourites, 5 Final Crown, 7 Raziel, $4 each of 2.
I'll give number 1 a big chance here, Apache Junction. Sam Flinton to ride, no flame, of course, these days in these areas. This horse is trained by Todd Howlett, and it got beat about 2 lengths at Musselbrook last start, the Boomgate, over 1750. So today it goes to 2100. It got back worse from midfield in a field of 14, and I thought it ran on really good there. Prior to that, it run third at Skane over the mile. Behind Seeing is Believing. It's got a chance in a race at Newcastle on Saturday. So I reckon this will run well, despite the 59. It is a maiden plate, so there's a number of them with 59. Number 7, second pick, Raziel. Form wasn't good before a really good second. 2 runs back at Wyong over the 21. And then the other day, it might not run the 2300 at Newcastle because it was gone from early in the straight. But I reckon here today in the country class it'll run okay. Number 5 Final Crown for Rod Northam. Not without a hope. It runs second at Bathurst. Last start, got to be 2.5 lengths. Had a nice trail, had every chance. It's only limited the mare, but she could run a race here. She'll plug. And number 2 House Wins. 1, 7, 5, and 2.
We go to race 5. Now, 1 and 2 out. 3 Lonely Orphan, 81. 4 General Soho, 340. 5 Pat's Nipper, 190. 6 Bill and Ted, $4. 7 Son of Spartacus, 41. 8 Toast, $8. 9 Call Me Trouble, 81. And 10 Stoddart, 26. Got a shorty here, 5 Pat's Nipper, and it's $1.90.
Best bet of the day, Pat's Nipper. Unlucky the other day on a highway at Rose Hill on the 15th of June. Got back to last. In a field of 13 on a soft 5, over raced early. Sam Clint had to steady him at the 1200. He got blocked for a run at the 200 and got beat less than a length and a half by Upper House. Prior to that, he ran a bottle of a race at Newcastle, got beat a length by Barricade after being second last in a field of 12, coming to the home turn. He landed a plunge, at good odds when he won at Tamworth back on the 28th of April in a great stable with Cody Morgan. Greg Ryan rides him. He'll go back. Not a big field. Only eight runners. Got a good barrier. I think he's the better today. General Soho's the danger. Back wide and where was that run? Here at Scone last start. That five wide, no cover in the 900 there and just plows them in the straight. Cover the big run to win. Bolted in a double, three starts back. It's a big threat. Stacey Metcalf to claim 1.5. Bill and Ted's got a chance, very honest. A winner, three starts back. That was at Grafton. Run fourth the other day at Taree. Not beaten far. And number eight, Toast. Found a bit of form, Toast. Two wins in the second, it's last three. 5, 4, 6, and 8.
Race 6-1, take to heart, 240. 2 Roy's Command is 5. 3 Capitulate, 13. 4 Irish Duke, 41. 5 Brixton Town, 9. 6 Smarter Tyre, 550. 7 The Star Legend, 15. 8 Apache Lad, 750. 9 Clipperholic, 23. 10 Bonbon, 41. 11 MVP is 51. 12 Robusto, 151. 13 Exotic Art, 81. Favourite, 240. Number 1, take to heart.
I think it's the one to beat. Adam Duggan's got a couple of terrific chances here. Today, and they're in the body length. This horse ran fourth at Musselbrook to Naruda the other day in a much better race than this. That was a class two. This is the benchmark 58. Jenny Duggan don't claim. Jenny, of course, is the sister-in-law of Adam. The horse got beat 2.8. Jenny rode it to Naruda. On the hang of it, in the straight or straightening, tried its heart out. It runs forth at Newcastle and Vive Marie before that. Wasn't a strong race, but it was a better race than this. And second at Taree, 3 runs back, only beaten half a length to Matakari. I think it's got a great opener. Number 8, Apache Lad, is my second pick. Apache Lad finished down the track the last start, but it wasn't a bad race. Much better race than this. A man ballad beat at about 3.5 lengths. Was outside the leader, pulled out early, hit the front. Oh, I think it ran about 1,000 and was swamped late. Prior to that, it ran fourth here, beaten a length and a half. And it is a winner on the track. Second pick, number 8. Number 6, Smarter Tyre for Jane Clement. Not without some chance. Probably to Golgong the other day. There'll be 3 lengths, but the second at Wellington gives it a chance. And number 2, Roy's Command. It can improve. Todd Allen's got it and stand a fair bit in class. 1862.
Race 7, this sounds a bit like you and I, Gaz. The Turkey Trot, class 1. Now, 1 Commute, $6. 2 Joey's Chance, $6.50. 3 Kylie's Son, $3.10. 4 Rated, $4.20. 5 Altura is 12. Number 6, Euro Air, 18. 7, Commander Bam, 61. 8, Babadoon Boys, 61. 9, Blinkin' Noodles, 21. 10, Undetected, 51. 11 out, 12, Elusive Valley, $8. 13 out, 14, Denver, 61. 15, Pig and Whistle, 31. 16, Artistic License, 101. 17 out. Favourite, 310. Number 3, Kylie Sun.
I'm very keen on this. Kylie Sun, it had no luck the other day at Scone. Was running 3rd, 4 and 5 wide, no colour. Got a check at the 900. Still hit the front on the turn and was swamped late to get beat a length. Wendy Peel wrote it the other day. And today, Greg Ryan, a significant change here. He takes charge. Cody Morgan's got it, so it's in a good stable. He's by Manhattan Rain. He toyed with him at Prindai before that, after running second at Moree. Greg rode him at Prindai. I think you win today. Got a lovely barrier. Number 4, The Danger, rated. Come off a very good trial at Tamworth. The win on the 8th of June. I think that was a Saturday meeting. Race Willoughby rode it. Gibbo's riding today. It was a good win that day. Missed the kick. Green in the straight, but was too good for them. Goes up a bit in class. It'll run well. Number 1, Commute. Remember the day it won at Wyong? Back in Fairdale, went really good. He went to the Kenzo and only could beat 3 lengths to Evelina. That's good enough for him to win here. Got a tricky draw and 60 and a half. Boy on first summer didn't do a lot over race. Got beat six, but look out for a big improvement. And number five, Altera for young Justin Bowen. This horse by Green Ahead. I think Ben Smith had this horse, but I don't think it raced for Ben. And it went to Justin Bowen. Won first up at Scone at the end of January. Second at Taree. Went to the paddock. And then run fourth first up to the Boone Filly. Zania last started Scone. 3, 4, 1, and 5.
Race 8, One Time of Glory, 240, 2 out, 3 Chance of Rain, 370, 4 Early Avenue, 390, 5 Gold Sky, 10, 6 Bring the Joy, 17, 7 Al Gunsa Dancer, 9, number 8 Yulong Bayou, 61, 9 Yulo Miss is 26, 10 out, 11 Boats Arts Work, 61, and 12 Craigley Max, 61. Favourite 240, number 1, Time of Glory.
It'll be hard to beat. This is the other one of Adam Duggan's. Greg Ryan's rod, this one. Now, just have a look at the scratch. It'll still start from barrier 6. Last start at Tamworthy, it run third to the outcast who's flying. Got beat 2 lengths. He got back third last in a field of 13 and ran on really good. Prior to that, it won at Crindai. He's having a good prep. Only had the 2 runs. I think it'll take a ton of beating. Airy Avenue's run was good the other day. Chris Lees has got it. He's only got a couple of runners. Run second at Scone to Shen Gatto. Got beat 3.5, but it got back and chased really hard to the line over the 1,400 there. It's got a big oath here for sure. Thought Macquarie winner 3 starts back. 3 Chance of Rain, the Sterling Oslin. 1 at Armidale, then run 3rd at Tamworth. Last start, beating a length. Wanted to hang on the turn after leading, but it went okay. And number 5, Gold Sky. It's got speed. Did run 3rd last start. And it has got barrier 1 and Matt Bennett. 1, 4, 3, and 5.
All right, what can you find at Tamworth for us today, Gaz?
Well, he's $1.90 now. He wasn't that short when we did the tips, but he's been heavily patched him up. He's the best bet for me in race 5, number 5. And I'll just check. I think Neil Werrido's in patch. Yeah, Neil Brennan and the Weirat family are in their ownership with others, with the Allen family. So Neil's got a few horses with Cody Morgan, terrific young trainer, and I think this will win today, Pat Snipper, mate.
All right, terrific. Well, we look forward to hearing you with your late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, we're on the way up. Just outside of Scone, going through some of the big properties. It's a magnificent day, absolutely beautiful. It's 13 degrees here at the moment, but supposed to get about 19 or 20 today, I think, up at Tamworth. I think if you stick to Pat Snipper, and I think that also Chris Lees will be very hard to beat in the main race 3 Lucitor.
Good on you, Gaz. Gary Harley with the latest there from Tamworth. We'll have his late mail throughout the day.